I've got returning Freo skipper Nat Fyfe with me. Nat, first game back. How do you feel? How'd you pull up?
So far, everything feels like it should do. Ground out a pretty important win in the end against a team that came over and brought some good footy. So, we sit 10-3 going into the bye. It's a pretty reasonable position to be in.
Yeah, Hawthorne sort of kept coming at you. They wouldn't really let you get away. Every time you kicked a couple, they brought one back. How tough was it out there to get that break on them?
Yeah, well, it was an arm wrestle all day, wasn't it? They play an exciting brand, and when they score heavily and quickly. And we sort of scouted that. We knew that would happen. But we couldn't really stem that flow throughout the game until sort of the second half. Felt like we just managed to muffle it enough that we could get our noses in front and stay there.
And how did you find that balance and that slight, I guess, change in role playing a mix of mid and forward?
Yeah, it was. There's a fair bit to learn out there. Felt like a first gamer almost. Took me a while to find my legs and find my lungs. And just seeing the game from two different positions. As a midfielder, you're side on, you're in the cut and thrust. As a forward, you're playing with the game all in front of you. So I've got some work to do to try and routinise the different patterns. And I'm hopeful over the next 6-8 weeks I can sort of build to form.
And when you've been out for so long, you have played plenty of football with the likes of Sarong, Mundy, Brayshaw and all that before, but does it take a little while for that connection to come back?
It does, yeah. Dave and I's connection, our connection's pretty tight, but with Caleb and Andy and Will Brody, Sean Darcy, James Ash on the wing, Blake Akers, there's some work to do just to build that instinctiveness of where each of us are, what our strengths are, where we like to play. So, I mean, I was really lucky that Caleb was generaling out there, telling me where to go and where to stand, and as a senior player, that's a good position to be in.
Yeah. Those guys I mentioned, you know, Sarong, Brayshaw, these guys have really developed, I guess, a bit in your absence. So how much does that help you and take the pressure off you when you return into a midfield that's developed over the last 12 weeks?
Yeah, enormously. Like, you'll never win a game of footy with one or two players playing well. You need a full system, and our midfield now is a pretty broad structure. There's a lot to have to go after. If one gets off the chain and they clamp it, someone else can come up. And I think Andy and Caleb are the generals in there now, which for Dave and I is a good position to be in. We can just be the level heads and fill gaps where we need to.
Great. And what's your plan to rest and recover for the bye?
I'll wake up tomorrow and do a quick audit physically and see where everything is at. And I'll try and do a little bit of movement through this break. Clearly, I've only just played one game of AFL back, so I'm hungry to keep putting some work through my system. But mentally freshen up, get ready for a big back end of the year.
Great, Nat. Thanks so much for your time and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.